This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Egypt and Israel are holding high-level talks in both countries Sunday to shore up a fragile truce between Israel and the Hamas militant group and rebuild the Gaza Strip after an 11-day war that left much of the Palestinian enclave in ruins. Egypt's foreign minister is meeting with his Israeli counterpart, who landed in Cairo on Sunday. It's the first public visit by an Israeli foreign minister in over a decade, according to the Egyptian foreign ministry. The Israeli embassy in Cairo said on Twitter the visit is the first for a top Israeli diplomat since 2008. It wrote the two ministers would discuss topics including the ceasefire and the release of Israeli soldiers and citizens being held by Hamas. Meanwhile, Egypt's intelligence chief flew to Tel Aviv for talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and later Palestinian officials, an Egyptian official said. It says he'll discuss with Netanyahu and the Palestinian Authority how to rebuild Gaza. He's then expected to meet with Hamas leaders. The 11-day war killed more than 250 people, mostly Palestinians, and caused heavy destruction in the impoverished coastal territory. Egypt was key in mediating a deal between the two sides. South Korea said on Sunday that 1 million doses of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccines will arrive in early June, including for 550,000 soldiers, after the United States almost doubled its earlier pledge. U.S. President Joe Biden, at his first summit with President Moon Jae-in earlier this month, promised to supply about 500,000 for South Korean troops. The two agreed to forge a vaccine partnership to boost regional and global supplies. This is VOA News. India is fighting the coronavirus pandemic with all its strength, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Sunday during his monthly radio talk show. India, on Sunday, reported its lowest daily rise in new coronavirus infections in 46 days at just more than 165,000 cases, while deaths rose by 3,400. The South Asian nation's tally of infections now stands at about 28 million, with the death toll around 325,000, health ministry data shows. Modi also praised the country's ability to fight natural calamities amid the pandemic. Two cyclones have hit India this month, including the most powerful to hit India's west coast in more than two decades, killing more than 150 people. And another cyclone swept into eastern India from the Bay of Bengal on Wednesday, flooding hundreds of low-lying villages and making more than 50,000 people homeless. Sri Lanka launched a criminal probe on Sunday into a massive container ship fire that has swamped the island nation's coast with plastic pollution in an unprecedented marine disaster. Tons of microplastic pellets have covered the South Asian country's famed beaches, forcing a fishing ban and prompting fears of ecological damage. A Singapore-registered ship has been smoldering for 11 days after a blaze broke out as it was heading to India. The 25-member crew, who have already been evacuated from the ship, will be questioned on Monday after a complaint was lodged by Sri Lanka's Marine Environment Protection Authority, police said. Last week, authorities said they believe the fire was caused by an acid leak that the crew had been aware of since earlier in the month. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his fiancée Carrie Simmons married over the weekend, his office confirmed Sunday, in what media reports have described as a secret ceremony. He is only the second British Prime Minister to marry while in power and the first in nearly two centuries. The last was Robert Jenkinson in 1822. The pair got engaged in December 2019 and have a one-year-old baby son, Wilfred. Their original plans to marry last year were delayed by the pandemic. And thousands of Brazilians took to the streets of Sao Paulo on Saturday to protest against the country's president, Jair Bolsonaro. Chanting and holding signs, protesters marched downtown calling for the impeachment of Bolsonaro and criticizing the way he is handling the coronavirus pandemic. So far, more than 460,000 people in Brazil have died as a result of the virus. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.